Now, all this week on BBC Tees, we've been taking a look at apprenticeships and meeting young people across the region who are starting their careers through the schemes. Now, the kind of industries many apprenticeships are offered have been traditionally been dominated by men, but not apparently anymore. We've been along to meet two young women who were training to become engineers. 16-year-olds Amy Gillings and Leanne Bartlett are learning their trade at TTE in Southbank.
When I was growing up, my dad always had like different cars and he's always been enthusiastic about me to learn about different things. And I've never wanted to be someone that just goes with what typically girls are supposed to do. And I've never been interested in hair and makeup and stuff like that. So I thought, with my dad being interested in engineering, I wanted to get out there in the garage with him and do it, and I knew that it's what I wanted to do.
And my dad, he's a mechanic, so I've sort of like grew up working with him. I've grew up like around male dominated things. Like I was in a class like at school with engineering where I was the only girl. It's a laugh. They just treat you just like you're one of the lads, really, if I'm honest.
After my 4 years at TTE, I'd like to be employed by SABIC, my company, and maybe he's even going to do further education and become a chemical engineer through university and stuff like that. I've always been told that girls have a lot more common sense than males, so I knew that I'd be all right, and if you stick at it, you know you're going to turn out well.
Fantastic. We wish him well, of course. Well, for the final part of our week-long look at apprenticeships, let's meet a young man who won his place on the scheme in a competition. And it's no ordinary apprenticeship either. It's aimed at finding and training future leaders.
One, two, get down!
My name's Adam Pearce. I'm 17 and an electrical apprentice at Closton Country Housing.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.
First of all, I was given an assembly at school and given the opportunity to enter the project, and it offered a community project and to gain skills from the competition.
Adam was always keen. I think he was hungry from day one. I'm Tracy O'Neill. I'm the head of community investment for Coastal Country Housing. He did a lot of work on his community project. He really impressed the panel of judges.
Paid the cost to be the boss.
He was excellent at managing a budget. He was very driven and focused. He also acted a very positive role model for other people in his group and just wanted the job.
My community project was a New Year's party at De Bruce in Gisborough. We did an event for the elderly people and we painted and decorated the centre and raised money for the year's fees. The event, there was bingo, food, an entertainer that came from Leeds.
Having fun, got my fun. Having fun.
Well, Adam is works very hard and he's at college now learning, and I'm sure he'll have a great future. Even just before Christmas, Adam was interviewing a government minister at Coastal Country about empty homes, did a presentation, so I think the future's bright for Adam.
Future leaders, do you see yourself as a future leader? Do you see yourself being in charge of a huge company with lots of people doing everything that you command them to do?
It'd be nice. First of all, just get qualified as an electrician, then possibly move on to a HNC in further education.
You're not aiming for Prime Minister just yet?
No.
That's future leader Adam Pearce talking to our man David McMillan. If you want to listen back to our week-long look at apprenticeships, do, and I do urge you, there's some fantastic material David's been gathering and putting together throughout the week, bbc.co.uk/tees, bbc.co.uk/tees for all the details that you need.